You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on January 31st, 2024, and is titled, Be. So grab your Bibles and let's join Steve and the message.
Let me tell you what you've been told, that if you'll be in the right place on the right day for the right amount of time, that's your spiritual sacrifice. If you'll find 10%, whether it be on the net or the gross, that's your spiritual sacrifice. That is a lie from the theologies of men. You are your spiritual sacrifice, and you only become acceptable when Jesus has found you in full availability and submission to his will. Until Jesus finds you fully available and submitted to his will. So I'm not going to lock myself in the Vatican. I'm going to go ahead and get married. I'm going to have kids. You know why you have kids? So you can have grandkids. You have to go through all this hard stuff to finally get the prize. Oh, it's been bad. My playmates have been gone for 2 days. It's just my sandbox ain't any fun. I got to get them back. Yesterday morning, just a little side note, don't mean nothing, but I had to go do some stuff with our rope and steers yesterday, and it's just going to be a miserable day. We had a lot of fresh cattle. We had to rope and team rope all day, and I mean, it just took all day, and we roped all day, and it was just, God, it was hard. And Ryder, he knew where I was headed. And he was going to have to go with his mama and his Uma today or yesterday over here. And so I'm in there saddling horses, getting ready to go yesterday morning. And here comes Ryder, comes wheeling in there. Pawpaw, is there any way possible you can get me out of going to Oklahoma with my mom and I can stay here and help you today do these cattle? Oh, I told him, I said, I'd rather cut my teeth on a buzzsaw as going there and tell your mother you're going to stay here today. She's tough. I ain't going to do that. But so I'm missing my playmates around here. We live a lot of life. And I'm going to tell you something. 28 years of being born again, it's taken me a long time to figure out how to enjoy that life, how to live it to the full, how to serve God in it, how to find my peace in it, how to find my joy in it, be fruitful in it, all the B's of just living without facing the guilt of my non-attendance, without facing the guilt of all those who look down their nose at a guy who looks like he didn't go to church this morning. We have a really cool Sunday morning gig here. I hate to tell you, Alan, but sometimes I just go roping. And God's okay with it. I want you to hear that. God's okay with it. The only reason you need to be here tonight is because guess what? The benefit of knowing a guy who is fully a man and then also anointed with the Holy Spirit. Because I told y'all the other day, I'm done lying and faking everybody out. When you come in here, you get Steve and God. If you want just God, get your Bible, get in a room and lock yourself up until God shows up and leads you whatever you two got going on, you two do it. But while you're here, you get me and him. Do you know why that's absolutely necessary? Because you're sitting here listening to a guy who's been trying really hard for almost 3 decades now to live his life to the full, to get the most out of his life, to be the most effective in his life, to love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and try to figure out how to love everybody else the same way, and to continue to be full of joy, full of hope, full of purpose, ready to get up in the morning, have the same job for 40 years, and you're still excited about it at year 41. Because I've found some stuff a lot of people are looking for. And if some of you have already found it, then two of us together agreeing in it will help us both grow in it. But when I read that again this week, that he sought for a man to stand in the gap, I didn't weep because I hadn't been doing it. That guy was right. There's not another man on the planet that can do coffee with the colonel. There's one colonel. That's it. One guy. No different than any of you. One person can stand in the gap. Be present. Come here, Eugene. This would be a good spot for you to come in here. Eugene Weldon. A lot of you know him. He's helped out here quite a bit. And we did the Passover thing a couple years ago together. And this guy's a deep well. He's a really good friend. When some of you wonder, I wonder who Steve talks to in the pickup when he ain't talking to the rest of us. That one right there. And the other reason is he's a bulldogger. So if we get where somebody wants to whip us or something, I got me a bulldogger. They lead a fellowship down there in Jacksburg. A lot of you know about him. But Eugene, tell us what happened to you the other day. Tell that story about Tyson.
In 2019, I fast and pray through December every year, and I was in the midst of fasting and praying. Of course, the National Finals Rodeo comes on, and so I've got to fast and pray through the finals, and I've got to watch the finals. And every year, I watch the Bulldog, and because I used to Bulldog, and I've watched through the years, and I pick a guy that I like, and I kind of cheer for him and holler for him, those that make it. And there was a young man named Ty Erickson, and y'all need to understand, I've only told this story in public one time, and it was this last Sunday. And I've told it to a few individuals, but I'd never spoken of it publicly because I do not know Ty Erickson. But the Lord really put Ty Erickson on my heart in 2019, and every rodeo I watched, I checked to see how he was doing. He was leading the world standings by a bunch going into the NFR. And if you're leading going in, all you need to do is have 10 good runs and stay in the average and come out with a world championship. And so I was praying for Ty, know nothing about him. And we come in for the first night of the national finals. I sit down in the living room. Sadie's in the kitchen doing some stuff. And as I sit down there, when Ty rode into the box on his very first steer, he's the 15th bulldogger because he's in first place. And as he rides in the box and he turns around and I see his face, and when I see his face, my heart began to break for him. And I cried out to Sadie and I said, Sadie, oh my God, his countenance has dropped. He's defeated. He believes that anything bad's going to happen, it's going to happen to him. Every time he makes it to the finals, the wheels fall off and everything goes bad. And I said, he's made a judgment and he's judged that he's going to fail again. And I said, please come in here and pray with me. And as he backs in the corner, he nods his head, and he breaks the barrier on the very first steer. A broken barrier takes you out of the average usually. And so now he's going to be out of the average. And so I pray for him the rest of the night, and I come back the next night, and I'm still praying for him, been praying for him all day. I turn on the TV, the rodeo starts, the bulldogging comes on. When Ty Erickson rides in the box and he turns his horse around and they show the camera into his face, I see his face and I start weeping and I start crying. I said, God, help him. And I just screamed and I said, Sadie, please come and agree with me. This boy has judged himself. He's judged this situation. Y'all, the reason I understand it is been there and done that and I got the trophy. If you expect to get a raw deal, you're going to get a raw deal. When you say damned if I do and damned if I don't, it doesn't really matter. Well, it doesn't, because you've just given the enemy access. You've given him legal right to steal, kill, and destroy. He can't steal, kill, and destroy unless you give him legal access. And so Sadie comes in there and we pray for him. He nods his face and comes out and he breaks the barrier on his second steer. He's done. He's done. Because now he's going to have to run it every round and win every round to be able to stay in. Because there's some young men behind him that they don't make mistakes. And there was one young man specifically that's won 5 world championships. He's the best bulldogger I've seen. And all of a sudden, he passes Ty. And he's winning. And all he's got to do is finish the rodeo, and he's the world champion. But that night, as I went to bed, I was grieved. I was weeping, and I told Steve this scripture. I sought for a man to stand in the gap, and I found none. That one and the one where Jesus said in Luke 18:80, said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? Those two really break my heart, because I don't want to be guilty of either one. And so as I go to bed that night, I've been praying earnestly. James 5 says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I've prayed a lot of fervent prayers that were worthless, and I've prayed a lot of effectual prayers that weren't very fervent. But I was praying fervent prayer for him. I went to bed, and as I fell asleep, I'm in a place in my life that I wake up, and I'm praying for people when I wake up. Well, in the middle of the night, my doorbell rang. And I've been the, quote, pastor to the county of Jack for the last 29 years. And so when my doorbell rings in the middle of the night, it's usually something bad. And I jumped up out of bed and I said, Sadie, somebody's here. Do you hear the doorbell ring? And she's still asleep. She didn't hear it. And so I whirl and I look at my clock. And when I see my clock is flashing 111. 111. If you've ever studied in numbers, which I have, and then 111 represents the presence of God. Revelations 1:1 says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You read in Mark 1:1, and he says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. When I saw that flashing, fear consumed me. I fell on my face and I said, God, you're telling me I have the answer to my prayer that Erickson's going to win the world championship. And y'all, I was terrified to go to the door to see who was out there, because I was afraid the Lord might be standing there. But I began to praise him and I began to thank him that he had answered my prayer. So I watched the next 7 rounds and come into the 10th round. And in the 10th round, the young man I was telling you about, that's the best bulldogger I've watched going the last several years, all he had to do was throw his steer down. It didn't matter if he broke the barrier. It didn't matter what he did. He would be the world champion. He came out and he missed his steer. First steer I've ever seen him miss. He missed his steer. Ty Erickson won the 2019 World Steer Wrestling Championship. He does not know me. I've never met him. And I'm not telling you he won the world, because I prayed for him. He had to finish out. But what I believe is that God was able to get through to him. And God was able to speak to him, because I called everybody I could on that second night to try to call him and talk to him and tell him, you're defeated, man. And the reason this was so real to me, 20 years before, right before the national finals, I was in a motel room with the young man that was leading the World Steer Wrestling Championship. And he had been several times in first place, but when he got to the national finals, the wheels fell off. And we got alone in a motel, and I said, can I show you something about the Bible and what God's Word says? And he said, yeah, go ahead. And I said, when you make it to the finals, you have a fear within you of screwing up, and you screw up. You expect to get a raw deal, so you get a raw deal. I said, as the Bible tells us, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And he said, oh, I don't believe in that. That's a bunch of bull. And I said, please listen to me. I said, please, God wants to heal you. God wants to set you free. God wants to show himself to you. Just please listen. I said, have you ever watched pro football? And he said, yeah, I watched it a bunch. And I said, the Buffalo Bills in the 90s made the Super Bowl 3 years in a row, best team going. But when they got to the Super Bowl, everything fell apart. And the last Super Bowl they were at, their quarterback was crying, standing in front of the camera after getting hurt. And he said, I don't know why every time we make it here, nothing goes right for us. Anything that can go wrong goes wrong for us. As a man believeth in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart. And I said, please hear me. And he said, oh, that's bull. I don't believe that at all. That year, he went in number one in the world. And the very first steer, he blew his knee out and was done. And he hasn't bulldogged since. And so, Steve, whenever we talk about standing in the gap and about being, John chapter 1, verse 12 says, to those who received him, to those who received Jesus, he gave the right to become sons of God, to be children of God. I know a lot of people that have prayed prayers, but they have not learned how to be the sons of God. Ladies, he calls you sons. That's all right. He calls us brides. You've got to understand. He gave you the right to be a son of God. And if you have the right, then that means you're a joint heir with Christ. The same reason that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within you. So you're to walk as Jesus walked. You're to talk as Jesus talked. Your prayers are to be heard and your prayers are to be answered. Because the Bible tells us in Romans 8, he says that the Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep to be understood because he prays the will of the Father. That same Spirit dwells within you. It ain't about attending. It's about being. You be wherever you're at. 30 years ago, I went and rodeoed, and I thought since God called me into ministry, I had to lay hands on everybody. I had to pray for somebody. And I blew it, y'all. I chased more guys off from the Lord than I ever brought them to the Lord. My world fell apart, and God delivered me, set me free, and he said, go back. And I said, but Lord, I blew it last time. What am I supposed to do this time? And he said, go beat them. Just go beat them. I'll bring them to you that I want you to minister to. And so as I went about my business of just rodeoing and just being a son of God, the Holy Spirit draws them. They can't come unless he draws them. And so if you make yourself available just to be a son, to be a daughter, Lord, use me. Lord, send me. I'll go wherever. I'll say whatever. And you also got to be willing to see when someone is hurting, and then you allow the Spirit to pray that will of the Father with groanings too deep to be understood. Have you got that picture? The reason I began to tell this story Sunday at our service in Jacksboro, Texas, is because I sat down to watch the Cowboy Channel last Thursday night. And whenever I pulled up the bulldogging, Ty Erickson was bulldogging at Fort Worth at the stock show. And he rode into the box and he turned around. And when he turned around, look at his back number, y'all. If you've ever been to a rodeo, back numbers are random. Back numbers are random. But bright numbers, 111. God reminded me. Y'all, we've been in a tough place for several years. I've been talking to Steve and praying with Steve. Tornado hit our facility 2 years ago. And we're still out of it. And I don't know if y'all ever got put in timeout. When I was a kid, I didn't get put in timeout. The bell went through the loop, and it was over. Well, God said, son, you're going to learn to be patient, and you're going to learn to wait on me. Because those who wait upon me, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And when you mount up with the wings as eagles, you see from a different perspective. He says, you will run and not grow weary, and you will walk and not faint. God has called his church to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. He said, for 2024, my church is at a precipice. And the precipice that my church is at is, are you going to hear me and obey me? or are you going to spend your time weeping and groaning for those that are hurting around you? Are you going to be one that will allow me to use you right where you're at? That's the precipice. The precipice means an edge, a brink, a very hazardous situation. The hazardous situation, y'all, is the church has got to rise up. We've got to awaken. And the precipice is about the church hearing and obeying. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And another voice they will not follow. So you're at a place that Steve shares and Steve teaches. And he calls you out. Are you willing to stand in the gap? Amen.
Let me tell you something that a little part of that story he missed. I thought he'd tell that story better than me, but he left out a part. He did very good. But there's a point to this. In that first at the NFR, and I don't know if you remember, if he remembers, but that first go-around, he called me. He said, do you know Ty Erickson? And I said, no, and he's just all beside himself about this guy. But when Ty rode in the box, the way the camera was positioned, he saw directly into his face, and his face was full of fear. To look a man in the eye, you see, the eyes of a man are a window to his heart. In order to actually see somebody's pain, we have to have the tenacity or the presence to look them in the face. We've raised a generation now that'll look at them in a screen. The devil has been about his business of stealing, killing, and destroying. In order to truly be able to do this, you have to be able to have the wherewithal and the presence. When Eugene, he'd run this by me, yesterday or day before yesterday, we was talking, and I knew when this happened, and he said, I'm thinking about coming to Muleshoe, and I knew what the Lord was doing, and so he said, I just want to hear what you hear in this story. And I said, here's what I hear. Somewhere along the way, somebody in Ty Erickson's life had covenanted with God. As with many of you, whether your parents, your grandparents, somebody covenanted with God over you, and those covenants are never null and void. They remain inactive because of man, but never inactive because of God. And God saw fit. He had searched the earth for a man. I know a lot of bulldoggers. I know a lot of rodeo people. I know one who fully understands what Ty Erickson was going through riding in that box. I know a man who fully has given himself to the direction of the Holy Ghost. I know a bulldogger who understands the numbers. There's one on the whole face of the earth. There's one. I want you to get that tonight. There's one. If you're going to go find another one, I'll give you $500 cash as soon as you find him. Find another one, because I know for a fact there's one. So while you're sitting in your living room watching the National Finals Rodeo, of all things, God says, I need a man to stand in the gap. My boy there is having a hard time. My boy is scared. My boy's done committed himself to failure. I made a deal with his grandma or whatever, I don't know. But he said, I've roamed the earth and I've sought out a man who would stand in the gap. But this time, he said, I found one. This time it's an Isaiah 6 moment instead of an Ezekiel 22 moment. It's an Isaiah 6. Whom will I send? Here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, send me. But he had the wherewithal to look in his face, and he saw what was going on in his heart, and he cried out to God, and God gave him a sign, and he encouraged him, and he kept him propped up here. We don't know how this turns out with Ty Erickson. Who knows? We're not connected to all these people. Who knows? I was walking into Thomas and Mac the other night.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.